However, you want to adapt and tweak it, but clearly something that gets you out of the malchus, but the finished product is here vis-a-vis your chiyuv. It's not yet, all the ingredients are not yet put together when you have bitlo bo bitlo. The mechayev is here, your malchus is here, but you have the opportunity to be okay malchus with the yes. That much we see in Rashi. So if that's the case, maybe we can just see why that would lead us down the path that distinguishing a Rashi Kadmo Aseh from a Lita Glaseh, where we see Rav Yochanan says Kadmo Aseh is distant. Kadmo Aseh, where the Aseh could have been fulfilled even before, there we won't give this whole lumpus of Rashi Lita Glaseh. We can perhaps understand that better from Rav Yochanan. Where Rav Yochanan sees the lav as really being integrated with the essay. So Rav Yochanan's vision, a bitlo bo bitlo, that the lav is not nigmar, says Rav Yochanan, when does this make sense? If the essay had no ability to come to existence, to be fulfilled, until you violate the lav. So you see it's a package, the lav, and then the essay, which couldn't have happened beforehand, and only is available, as we saw in Rashi, the Lashon of Lashon, meaning you could have done the essay before the lav was violated. But Lashon Nitzad say you could not have done it. That's when I can see this model that the lav is linked to the Bidul Assay, it's not Nigma. Masha Inkin, if the Assay is there present even before the lav is violated, so now you're going to tell me, but when you're behind the Assay afterwards, suddenly the lav became linked to the Assay could have even been done before the lav. So this package, this two halves that come together and strongly linking the last of the essay that Rav Yochanan's model is, that the lav is not nigmar, we can hear why Rav Yochanan could say that's only true by a nitzad glaseh case and not a kadmo essay. Whereas according to Rashi Lakish, where the link is not as tight, the etzem, the lav is nigmar. Elamai, the Torah has an opportunity for you to mekayim the essay to be off the hook. So it's true, if the essay could not have been done before the lab was violated, so you can certainly see that the Torah wants this essay to be found somewhere. But it could also be that even if the essay could have been fulfilled before, but in a case where you fulfill the essay after the lab is violated, the nice that you have here your escape hatch, maybe here also, when you have a kind of essay after the lab is violated, so the Torah would also allow you to escape the malchus with the essay. It could, again, one could have certainly thought otherwise. But the Torah only wants the essay to be an oak and the malchus. It's an essay that you see. The Torah only gave it to you after the lab. But maybe, perhaps, if the essay could have been done before, but you are mekayim it afterwards. Since, as we're saying, it's a halach of tachas malchus. It's not that the lab kishel asmo is somehow bound up in some way with the essay and the bitul essay. That's a tighter fit. A tighter fit of Yochanan, which he touched the holds, would only make sense if you see the essay in the same category as the lab and only associated with the context of the violation of the lab. Whereas for a sluggish, where the essay is a new force, it's a force that comes and the Torah gives you a tachas, an oath, the oath of the malchus. So maybe a sluggish, you see a sluggish with a oath. The same tachas on malchus that you can have by an integral state, you can have a tachas on malchus, a lashon kadmo essay. Again, this is just a little bit of machshava to try to make it more palatable. All Rashi discourse is make it work out with the cheshbon ha-sugya that Rish Lakish has no option to answer the kasha from Onos Shigirish. It must be he didn't hold that there was any kasha to begin with. That maybe we can understand more readily for Rish Lakish that the tachas amalkus could equally be true even when the essay could have been done beforehand, but l'maisha, when you're making the essay after the fact, that also counts as the tachas amalkus. The fact is, you're doing the essay, so that gives you a way to escape the malkus. Rav Yochanan, it's a lot harder to imagine that the Torah was linking the lav to a bitul essay where such an essay had no shayches, could exist without any shayches, without any context of the lav. The lav is the gemar halav. The assay is the gemar halav, in a sense. The word nigmar. What do you mean the assay is gemar halav? The assay could function independent of the lav completely. The fact that an assay could exist independent of the lav, but could also serve as a tachas amalkis. Okay, when you do it in the context of violating the lav, it's okay the malkis. Okay, could it have been done independent of a lot, okay. But when you do it in the context of violating the lot, it's okay for malchus. No. What's the halacha of mitzvah aseh? But if you look at it in terms of the lot being not nigmar until the aseh is much harder to see that should exist in the context of an aseh that could have that exists even if there's no lot at all. The service of Mad, the lab is totally in the detail. I say, you want to hear a little bit what we're saying? Trying to give you a little bit of a flavor and why maybe the Lundus also works out as well.
Ready?
Someone's going to, yeah, please.
How does that chiluk play into bitluv lo bitluv for Rabbi Yochanan, kimuv lo kimuv for Reish Lakish? Does that affect that? Like, does that fit?
That's what I'm saying. In other words, Rashi points us in a direction. That Rabbi Shilakish, who was Kimo Glo Kimo, argues on Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Rav Shekad Mo Asay Lokin Allah. Shilakish says Rav Shekad Mo Asay is no different than Nitzak Asay. And Rashi works it out because it comes out the Gemara's Kasha was based on how you read the Teretz of the Gemara of Kol Yama Bamot Bachzer according to Rabbi Amma Kimo Glo Kimo. The Gemara says, in a Hanami, it doesn't read, it doesn't go. So it follows that Rabbi Shilakish, who holds Kimavu Kimo, has no teretz of Koyama, in which case Rashi has to say that Reish Lakish never held like of Yochanan to begin with. All I'm trying to do is explain a little bit in Svara why Rav Yochanan's conceptual model, a bit low, a bit low, would allow us more readily to see why Kadmu Asay is not going to have the same status in the Tzadlash Day. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, who holds that the Lav is Nigmar and the Asay is Tachas Amalkis, so there I can hear why even an assay that could have been fulfilled independent of the violation of the last could also be a tachas amalgus. Could I have made the case otherwise? Could I have understood that Reish Lakish, in theory, could have said only an assay that could be fulfilled after the last is where the Torah made you, gave you the tachas amalgus? Of course I could have heard that way. Before we knew anything about bitlo glo bitlo, we were probably thinking in terms of kimo glo kimo, and we also were learning the sugya. One could certainly have made that distinction. But over here, our back is against the wall. The Gemara ends up saying, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, that Reish Lakish kimo holds that Kadmo Asay is the same as Nitzak Asay. I'm just trying to show you why, for him, it's a lot easier to understand why that might be the case, that there's not necessarily a distinction between the cases. And Rav Yochanan, the Shitaso, would more readily hold there is a distinction. Okay, this is just a little bit in terms of the Lundisah. This is, so far, the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Teretz. We're going to soon see other Mahalchim in the Gemara, but maybe first, just for the Hashlama in Rashi, and understanding the two Shitas, let's do another couple of lines of Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Tosus and to the other Rishonim. So the Gemara in other days, after quoting Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the respective Shitas, Abitlo Vlo Bitlo, Kimo Vlo Kimo, the Gemara now gives us another window into the underlying machlokes and what dictates why each one holds what they do. Or maybe more specifically, I would probably say why Reish Lakish couldn't hold bitlo velo bitlo and Rav Yochanan could. Apparently, what seems to implicit in the Gemara, spoken out by Tosus and by the Ritva, is that which shita is more the default shita? Which shita would be the more mistabashita, if one could hold that, you had to pick one, and you weren't forced in some way against it, which would you pick? Now, if I asked the chevra right now, the guy in front of me right now in the shir, what would you say? I don't know if you would opt for this particular option. What would you have thought? With the Mara Yeshara. Bitlo, blo, bitlo, kimo, blo, kimo.
What's up, bitlo?
What would you say?
Bitlo.
You'd say bitlo? Okay. Good for you. Okay. Everyone agrees?
Kimo.
Anyone have
Kimo?
Kimo.
Okay. It sounds like there's more in that favor than that. Well, Lamaisa, the Gemara would seem to be saying, if we're going to see now why, that seems to be the premise here. When the Gemara makes the Lashitaso, it would seem to suggest that the more Mistabashitas bitlo blo bitlo, except that there's a certain problem that you're going to face if you hold that way. Rav Yochanan, the Shitaso, doesn't have that issue, so he's happy to say bitlo blo bitlo. Reish Lakish, unfortunately, has an issue with it, so he has to go the other way. Let's see what I mean. The Gemara says as follows. possibility, the contingency, all of that registers as well, and therefore everything can follow up in terms of giving the onus, because the straw, even though it was a straw on a suffix type of a situation, but all that can be factored in by the person who heard the possible consequences, and the main one, once the fruition, there's a basis for chiyuv. Or do we say, no, a straw has to be definitive, that a person has to hear that, you know, this will be an aveira, this will be the onus, that defines hasra. Once you start ifing and depending it on maybe this, that, then hasra loses its teeth. You can say the person doesn't necessarily take it as seriously, just like we find ideas in hasra that a person can say, I forgot, the possibilities exist that maybe, you know, time lapses and then the person doesn't feel the same sense of awareness of the chomer aveira because he forgot the hasra. So the fact that the hasra has ifs to it and contingency to it, that already, it takes away some of the sting and the sense of where it's supposed to be. That's all about this in terms of understanding. Obviously, there could be more in terms of hapakoros and love this, but just the idea that we can relate to for ourselves. Hasra suffix, is it good or is it not good? How does this relate to our sukkah and who holds what? Says the Gemara. Hasra suffix, commitment, mar shavar, one is of the opinion, hasra suffix, shema hasra. Masaba hasra suffix lo shma hasra, and as the Gemara is going to go on to show you, we'll leave the next few lines for now. Gemara is going to show you that Lishitaso comes out that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that's going to hold hasra suffix is what? No chevra. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be the one who holds, as we'll see in the next case quoted in the Gemara.
Hasra
suffix.
Gemara
later. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say by the case of the another example Gemara is going to get in a minute. Too, that the Yochanan has defined the problem in the case of a case of Shwarsh Ocho Kikas Ayom and the whole day passed below Achva, the promise lies in Engel Maishet and not in Hasra Safik. Mishlokish identifies the problem in terms of Hasra Safik. So it comes out, we know what each Manda Omer holds in terms of Hasra Safik. The Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds Hasra Safik, that's before in the Gemara, just a few lines down, Shema Hasra, that's good enough to have Hasra Safik. Mishlokish holds Hasra Safek, Lo Shema Hasra. Now, here's Hasrashi, let's go back to the beginning of the sukkah. What we're holding right now is, who's the man d'om abitlo v'lo bitlo, who's the man d'om akimo v'lo kimo? So here's Hasrashi, again, this is important because the other Rishonim have the obvious of Girsa, the Rach and the Riz, and many Rishonim. But Rashi, the man d'om ar that holds Bitlo v'lo bitlo is Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan is Bitlo v'lo bitlo, Rishlo is Kima v'lo Kima. But the Gemara now to link Rav Yochanan's Hasra, Sabek Shema Hasra, to his Shita on the Machlokes, Bitlo v'lo bitlo, Kima v'lo Kima, is in effect to say that which one of these opinions is Hasra Sabek and which is not. So where do we have the Baya, the problem of Hasra Sabek, if we hold which way? We hold which way? That we have to solve it, and we have to hold Shema Hasra. So again, what the Gemara is saying in effect is that the man d'amar of Yochanan, Bitlo v'lo Bitlo. Yochanan holds Hasra Shalik Shema Hasra. Mishlokish holds Lo Shema Hasra, so he holds Kima v'lo Kima. So it comes out what I was mentioning before. In other words, the Gemara never told us why Rav Yochanan can't hold Kima v'lo Kima. When the Gemara says for us to Tanayu, all the Gemara is showing us is that Rish Lakish can hold Bitlo v'lo Bitlo. Now, what exactly am I talking about? Why is Bitlo v'lo Bitlo a specific problem, and why is Kimo v'kimo not a specific? That's where Rashi has to fill us in. Again, more on this that we can expect from Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi himself. Says Rashi, Rav Yochanan Shavah. Asra's first white line. Rav Yochanan Sav, Asra's suffix, Shema Asra. The Af Al Gav, the call of Sasei, Shemita Glasei, Litvarov, every Rashi Nita Glasei, according to Shita Sav Yochanan, Bitlo, Asra's suffix, he. Rav Yochanan is allowing a person to get Malkus. In what scenario? When he's Mevatel Dasei, the Adayim, Bitul Olam, right? Shavo Yuchal is Kaimot, Kilash and Rash Namirav. But wait a second. Every situation of getting Malkus, Alash Nitzagrasse, or Fir of Yochanan, is going to be, by definition, now violating the law, and they're giving a malchus for violating the law, Baruch LaHashmosbo, that's when you have to get him out, the Hashmo. So in other words, he's now about to be megarish the woman, that he was ma'anish, and they're going to warn the person, if you violate this law, if you do this, you're going to get malchus. But is that for sure the case? That when will he violate the law to get malchus? What is still hanging in the air here? What does still have to happen for there to be malchus?
Yes, the part of the answer be dying.
Rashi gave the example of the Madhar. So, therefore, the Hashma, by definition, that you're giving him at the time that he's doing the lab, is Hashma Shabbos. But who, is every Shabbos, our lab, our Hashma, the who, Amar, what's the who, Amar? What's the who, Amar? And he said, who's the who, and who's the who, Amar, here? No? What's the who, Amar? What's the pronoun who going on? Not all at once.
Maybe the man, the guy who tortured her?
No.
He's Turkish?
No, but you're in the right track. We're going, that's who we're going now. We're following the sheep in it right now. So who on that? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, the Gemar Halav, the Bittalah Seychelles. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that the Gemar Halav is dependent on the Bittalah Essen. Right now, actually gives us within the case of Onus Shigivich. Now, you want to say you get Malchus when it comes to the case that he's about to be actually a dying, but the Asma is given initially. When you give the Asma Altigare, don't you do this act of defiling or Yuchal Eshalcha, right? Because if you do that, you're gonna get Malchus when you're about to be Asay later on, when you're Madir Har, the Nether, that can't be reversed, it can't be undone. So when you master the garage, Safiku, his question here, Shema, lo yivato esay la'adira bana, maybe he won't follow up on the next step of being mevato the esay the adayin to be madir har that he can't get ana, and therefore he can't take her back. Now, what's going to happen later? Mishri yadiren, avi yivato lenu, and yet Rabbi Yochanan holds, he did so a little bit, so he holds that when you later on follow up and do the nether, and the battle of the essay by doing that, come by the lucky. How can Rabbi Yochanan justify giving Malchus later on by virtue of a hasbra that was given at the time of violating the law, which recurred defined as hasbra suffix because it was not clear at that time that he would end up following up and being battle of the essay? Alma hasbra suffix for hasbra. So Rabbi Yochanan is very fine with holding that way because he holds shma hasbra. So therefore, bitlo bo bitlo works. Him. But Rish Lakish doesn't have that luxury of holding it a little bit slow, because Rish Lakish Sabar, Asra Sabar Goshma Asra, says Rashi, Hilkach, in Mahaya Gemar Halab, Tolu Bittala Essay, if you would have the Gemar Halab being a function of being Badu the Essay, again, let's use the same language, Gemar Halab being Tolu Bittala Essay, Lo Haya Loka Allah. But you wouldn't get Malchus because Asma suffix for Rish Lakish doesn't count as Asma. So you wouldn't have Asma that was warranting getting Malchus. At the time of Asma, it's a suffix whether to do the next step of being about to the Essen. So rather, what must be Rish Lakish's position to justify Malchus? Says Rashi, Ella, Halav, Mishigirish, Nigmar. The Lav is a fait accompli, the Lav is Nigmar, with the violation of the law with the Gerishin. And therefore, the Havilei Hasra Hasvada. So in terms of the Hasra that's given at the time of Gerishin, it's Hasra Hasvada, if you do this act of the Megarish, this woman, you'll be Chayim Malkin. So that is a definitive Hasra Hasvada that he will second for Malkin with going ahead with this act. I dare say, Rashi continues, Hasay Nitan Leos Tachas HaMalkis. Here we got the word that we're looking for in Rashi Abed Aleph. Rashi said, quite, not quite with those words, but we interpreted it correctly, as we see here. Rashi Abed Aleph used the Russian to mean Oker, right? That the key in the essay is Oker, the Malkis. Rashi here says, Hasay is Tachas HaMalkis. So with that, would you view that in terms of being a Asmat Sathik or not a Asmat Sathik? If you have a chiyuv that's barur as a result of this act, but there is the option of having an essay that might be tachas amalk But I think that that's how Malkus Ushiyabala based in, and Rashi consistent code makes it depend on the point of based in. Oh, you kind of, you'll get one or the other, but Hasrat Fabi it was. So this is Rashi's working out the Pshat in the Gemara, again, all of the is Yisra, all according to his reading of the Gemara, and it comes out, we have the picture of Bitlo Bo Bitlo versus Kimo Bo Kimo, we have another layer underneath of it, underneath this, and how we see Rabbi Yochanan's Bitlo Bo Bitlo has to depend on the Shitas of Yochanan himself with regard to Hasrat Fabi, because every Bitlo Bo Bitlo is Hasrat Fabi, where the Shlokish would have no problem with that, because he owes Hasrat Fabi Goshmasba, he needs to say Kimo Bo Kimo. Now Rashi needs to now touch base with another important Shaila. And again, this every piece of Rashi here is golden, because again, you're going to have to see how other is shown and relate to each Nekuda within Rashi. Rashi presents a fascinating question. Why are we assuming right now that Firab Yochanan, Bidlo Bo Bidlo, it's not possible to have Hasrat Fabi? Why are we assuming that? Because we're saying that Hasra, the Shas HaGereshin, is Hasra Shatik, we understand, because he may not be Mevatel the Essay, so it's not a clear-cut Hasra that there's going to be a violation with the Malkus at the time of Hasra, it's subject to what will be later on. But comes Rashi with a fascinating question. In terms of timing, could you not identify another point in time in this Ha'alich, in this process, of Bitlo Bo Bitlo, that could perhaps define itself as a perfect Hasra of Hasra Zvada?
Right before the
when give the Hasra at the time that he's about to do the Maisa that's about to be Essay. So now, if he does that, there'll be a definitive violation of the law with Malkus, and there's no two ways about it. So Rashi asked a very fascinating question. So why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Yochanan holds Bitlo Bo Bitlo because he has the ability to hold that way only because he holds Hasra Fabi Shmasra, and his Lakish couldn't hold that way because he holds Bo Shmasra? I have a perfect example within the frame of a Bitlo Bitlo that he can have Hasra Zvada at the time of the Bitlo Essay. Let's see Rashi's question and answer inside. The Ikasha Rabbi Yochanan Nami Iko Lemeimar. As the Bach asks, Ikol Meimar Ba, we can say within the Shita, Hasra Asbadai, how so? The Yashru Ba, Kishaba, Levata, Esa Esay, Shohu Akira Salak. In other words, what is the Akira Salak? Here, Akira Salak means not the substituting for the Lab, but the full violation of the Lab. That's when that's when the Lab becomes solidified, to make the Hasra. At that time, when you're coming to Fatah, the essay, I probably would add a word. I would put the comma after the next word. So, who Akira Salab La'ola? I think so. Because, remember, what was the point of Rashi? The Bito essay has to be a Bito essay of what nature? Remember, how did Rashi put it? If it's temporary, that's not a Bito essay. It has to be Bito essay, Rashi's Lashon on it Aleph was. If Atos essay be a Dayan, Bitul Olam, Shalom Yochel is Kaim Oth. I would think that the comma should go after the next word. Shabbat Levat, let's say, Shahu Akira Salab Olam. So the answer is, says Rashi, no, that's not going to count. Why? Hasra, Bishah, Shober, Allah, Shalasso, the Inan. Hasra must be given at the time that you are violating the Torah's Ashara. Even if that Hashara is dependent on something else, but that Hashara cannot be at the time of the something else that the Hashara depends on, it has to be Bishash the Hashara itself. Interesting word. Interesting muscle that Rashi brings to this. Here's the Amrina Bishavuos. Rashi quotes in Shavuos Chavches on the day. The following scenario in terms of the violation of Oyachel Zavara. A person makes a shvua not to eat a particular loaf. Shvua shu ochal kikazet. But he makes that iser that he imposes on himself not to eat this loaf dependent on some other mice, namely im ochel zu. So we have two loaves, loaf mission, the shvulot A, is dependent on the mice of eating loaf B. Now, so we have the loaf A, which is the kikar of the isa shvua. We have loaf B, which is the kikar that we call the tznai. Loaf A, the isa loaf A, is dependent on the achilas tznai. Lo ochel kikazu im ochel zu. There's the gemara there. Achle le tznai, the other achle isure, if he ate loaf B first, the loaf of the tznai, and then he ate the loaf A, which is achle isure, hashbash bade. That, says the Gemara there, is put as Shras Bade, because when they tell him at the time he's eating those, hey, if you eat this, you're going to get malchus for violating your shvua, that's definitively the case, because he already ate those things. However, if, after the Yisure, the other after the Tanai, suppose he ate the first loaf, and then the second loaf, the loaf that he said, if Ochel Zu, have the Shra suffer. Then the Asma, at the time he's eating loaf A, is Asma something. You have to pull back on Asma something, otherwise it won't work. Because it's not clear that he'll get malchus unless he eats loaf B. Probably what happens later. Alma Asma, the Shas Isser, you know, what's Rashi showing here? That Asma is to be the Shas Isser, and not at the time that he's eating loaf B. In other words, let's say he ate loaf A first. But why not say you'll get malchus if you give haspar at the time he's about to eat the second loaf, which he said in ochel zu? That will be the gemar for the lab yaver of eating loaf A. The afal pish ain't a lab nigmar after yochel zu tonight. The Rashi brings a raya to this answer that he gave to Rabbi Yochanan to why it cannot be haspar's badai by giving haspar the shah that he's being mevat of the essay. You need that svar, the shas akiras halav, as you see over there, that the svar is going to always have to be on the kikar that he was nishba on, and not on the kikar of its night. This Rashi should really hurt us up a little bit, in terms of trying to delve a little deeper into what Rashi meant with the shikas of Yochanan. That bitlo v'lo bitlo means, as Rashi keeps saying the lesson, that the lav is holy with bitul essay, the ain't no nigmar as he battle essay, and so on bitul ola. And Rashi equates that the chila of the tnai that you said a bit yeshua not to eat kikar X, kikar A, we said if he eats kikar B. What could one have thought without reading this Rashi so carefully? Would you have thought and associated to the yisod of Rabbi Yochanan bitul v'lo bitlo with the case of the two loaves, or can you hear perhaps a distinction? Somebody speak up. And obviously this is all going to be very relevant because they're going to be Rishonim, and I'll give you a little bit of a full disclosure, a little peek at coming attractions. They are going to be Rishonim at both sides. Trust me, for now, eventually we'll get to see it, that are going to say mamish the opposite of Rashi's premise. They're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan's shita a bit low, a bit low, that, or I should say Rabbi Yochanan's shita, the shita, let's be honest, it's not Rabbi Yochanan pointed out this story. The shita, a bit low, a bit low, is going to be consistent with Hasras Vadai and Hasras Safik, right? You would have to say Hasras Safik, Shmashra, to say Kimo, below Kimo. We'll get to that half later. But basically, they hold that bit low, a bit low is not Hasras Safik. And why not? Because you can give the Hashbah, the Shas, the time they want to move out to the Epsit. In other words, Mamish, what Rashi was asking as a Kasha, why can I have a Shas Vadai by the time he's moved out to the Epsit? Other Rishonim say, Yen Hachinami. And obviously, they're going to have to address the point that Rashi brought, the Marshal, from the case of Shul, the Hochazu, Mochazu, and they're going to give a very simple distinction. For ourselves, we could anticipate what that distinction might be, but Rashi, of course, doesn't acknowledge as a valid distinction. What could one have thought, perhaps, that the case of the Gemara that Rashi brings from Shvuas Chavches is not analogous to what we have over here with the Shita Bitlo Vlo Bitlo? Anyone, what did you think when you read this, or now? Any thoughts?
Eating the first bread in the lab.
What?
Eating the first bread in the lab.
I don't hear you so well. Go ahead.
Eating the eating the first bread, eating the first loaf, isn't allowed.
Eating the first loaf is allowed of Shavuos. What do you mean it's not allowed?
He hasn't violated any law in the same way a person is begarish somebody who is not.
One second. Loaf A or loaf B? I'm not eating loaf A if I eat loaf B. What's the law? What's the kikah that makes you violate the Shavuos?
Loaf A.
Loaf B.
What is B? What do we call that? The Gemara calls it.
It's a tonight.
Okay. Now, if I ask you over here...
In this situation, there's no reason to ever give a hasra until he eats loaf B, no?
Again, if he ate loaf A first, and he ate loaf B, so what the Gemara seems to say is that hasra had to be when he eats the first loaf. But whether that will count as hasra depends on the yisod of hasra, suffix from hasra or not. Because the hasra at that time would... by definition, be defined as hasra sabik because he may or may not end up eating the second loaf. So you have to assume hasra sabik shma hasra in order to justify giving malchus should he eat the second loaf afterwards.
Nothing happening after he eats the first loaf.
He can eat one loaf first or the other loaf first. If he eats the t'nai loaf first, then perfect hasra, when he eats the first loaf afterwards, perfect hasra, he'll get malchus if he does. But if he eats the first loaf first, then even if he'll eat the second loaf afterwards, he'll only get malchus for having violated shvua if you consider hasra suffix to be hasra. Because that hasra, at the time of eating the first loaf, is called hasra suffix. But Rashi is pointing out to us, well, wait a second, why not give that hasra when he's eating the tonight? The answer is, you see, that hasra is not valid at the point that would trigger the chiyuv, you might say retroactively. You can't give that hasra at something which would be a trigger for the chiyuv. You have to give that hasra at the maisa isser itself, which is the loaf that you acid on yourself. The fact that the liability for that would be dependent on eating the second loaf would not justify giving malchus at the time you're eating the second loaf. That's what Rashi says, and Rashi extrapolates from that to Rav Yochanan's bitlov lo bitlov formulation. Namely, that if the Torah is linking the lav to the bitlov essay, so that's what Rashi's analogous to a case of a person whose isser that he's creating a shvua, that isser is going to depend on what's going to happen later on a t'nai, a kikar of a t'nai, imochosu. Rashi seems to understand the relationship between the aveira and the bitul essay in terms of, like, as if it would be a t'nai. The malchus, the chiyuv for doing the aveira, for the lav, is dependent on if you, the mevatel the essay, then if you want to take the analogy in the most literal way, to the case of tonight, it's basically like a tonight. It's literally totally in what's going to be later on, but basically doing what you did later on, the bitul essay, makes you mechayev for the lav. It's not that you have the lav in two installments, the aveira in two installments, the gemar halav in the sense that the violation is completed. I don't know. I mean, unless you look at t'nai that way as well. But that's not the way you normally think about it. T'nai. T'nai is not shot that the violation is completed when you eat the second kikar. It's like the Torah's hold. The violation is the first kikar, but there's something that's standing in the way. You can't, there's something that stops you. You won't have the isser. You won't have the isser if you don't eat the other, if you don't eat the other one. Now, l'maisa, if you think about it, however, there is something to be said for this idea, because I had to ask you the following. If he never ate the second loaf, would there be any aveira in eating the first loaf? No. But now, if I ask you the following, if the person never was mevatel the essay, was there an aveira in violating the law? Did he violate Nazir?
Yes, he divorced her.
Did he violate Nazir? So in what sense does Rashi make up? There is something about the Avera. The Avera lies in the nice Avera that he did in Gerishim, in the Gerishim. But, and so in that respect, it's not that the lav is nigmar with later on, from the perspective of doing the Avera, but the consequences of the Avera, ultimately the full extent, the full weight of what the Avera brings with it, the beer on him, that's subject to what happens later on. So in that regard, one could see it somewhat as it's not. But even so, it's not exactly the same, because we said by the Tanai case, if you didn't do the eating of the Tanai, you didn't do anything wrong. And here, presumably, you did something wrong, except that it doesn't have that same level of the Chomer that would bring Malkus along with it. So again, you have to know, it's still an imperfect analogy, but Rashi feels, nonetheless, it's enough to prove his point. The Chaira, unless you're going to say a big chidush and say he didn't do anything wrong until he in the battle of the essay. That sounds a little bit counterintuitive. The Chaira, we would say there was a violation that he did when he did the Avera L'chol Shalcha. Even if the Torah makes it depend on the Bito essay, that only means vis-a-vis the full weight that comes to bear, the full extent of the Avera, that the Malkus that comes with it, but some element of Avera was for cropping Achid Yom Kippur purposes. I would think you'd have to crop Achid. You know, but however, if a person made a shvua lo ochel zu in ochel zu and he never ate beef, I don't think he has to crop Achid for anything. You know, the chayra in Rashi, one way or the other, the analogy is not necessarily perfect, but Rashi feels justified enough to show you that were I to say that I could give Asra b'shas bitul essay, then I should be able to give Asra when you eat a kikar beef. And the fact that Mark doesn't allow for that possibility, it's going to be quite as far selfish, because the only Asra can be at the time of the Achila of Kikar number one that you will Nishba on, that's the indication over here as well that the Asra has got to be Bishas Be'Avera Salah. Now, were I to suggest that the Bitola essay is more than just like a Tanai, but the love itself has two parts, if you will. The lav itself, the building blocks of the lav, there's a chela ka'isser that lies in the original stage of the garrison. And I grant you, maybe there's a requirement for tshuva for that too. But the later stage of the mivat of the essay is a chelak of the gufa isser, not just like a t'nai in the consequences for the avera, but in some way defining the avera in a certain level, it brings that Avera to another level in terms of the actual nice Avera. So maybe that's enough to justify saying that I can give Asra at that point, especially if that's the trigger for the Malkus, and it's Migufa Avera. You have to know, you have to see the Rishonim on this. And whereas by the case of the Tanai, it's in no way part of the Gufa Isser. And these are all important pilukim that have to be thought about carefully, but for now, just to start thinking about it. That's the first step. Let it settle a little bit. This is a very lumpish Rashi, as you can see. And again, it goes together with the Rashi's Maman Aleph, and Rashi lays out the two sheaths of Bitlobo, Kimo, Bo, Kimo. But this is how the Sukkot begins to unfold according to Rashi. Now, I'm going to take a little detour, okay? We're going to revisit the Sukkot now. We're going to eventually have to get to the Rabbi Chananel and the Riff and the Rishonim and how they read the Sugya and their Girsa. But before that, let's take the Tosus in, at least on the first part, not on the Aswar Suffolk yet, but just on the Tosus of Nicha and the Tosus of Midi Hutaima. The question and answer of the Gemara. And even with Chitas Rashi, there's going to be some details that are going to emerge from Tosus. Who's speaking?
Robin?
Go ahead, yeah.
I have a question. Just in the Rashi, when we say Rashi said Asra b'shasha over al-harasol b'inan, is that saying that part of the definition of Hasra is that it's done in the time of Azhara? Or is that saying that there has to be a Hasra in the time of the like in the time of the Azhara.
Which means, and not later, and not at the time of your that you file in something which is going to have.
Okay,
you know,
then maybe you can then do both.
Doing both is an interesting possibility, and we'll see that in the Rishpa. We're going to see that later, possibility of doing both. But Rashi is clear. Rashi says you can only do at the time of the Asara, not in time term, not at the later stage. Even though the consequences that will come about for the violation of the Asara are a function of the later Maisa, but a Hasra cannot be issued for that later Maisa. Hasra has to be directed to the Azera Salah.
That's what Hasra means.
Right, that's the point of Rashi. If you do this Maisa, you will have violated and there'll be consequences. But not the Maisa has to be the Maisa Avera, not something which has Shaychis and is tied up with the Maisa Avera, and it somehow is going to trigger the consequences. Hasra specifically do not do the Avera, and the Avera is defined as the Gerishin, not the Nether that he makes later on, not to take her back. And again, the Raya from Rashi is a very interesting one. The Rashi moves the Raya, he can't give Hasra when he's eating the Kikar of the Tanai, and says, if you eat that Tanai, you're going to be violating your Shvuah retroactively on the day that you ate the first one.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Rebbe mentioned this already, but it could be that the reason why Rashi, and Rebbe alluded to this earlier, the reason why Rashi thinks that the cases are similar enough is what Rebbe said about the focusing on the words of Ein HaNigmar, that really the way Rashi thinks that the way it works here also is that you start when the man is Megarish, it's only Megarish, so he didn't actually complete the law yet, and therefore it's comparable to the case of the loaves. It's like a law freya sort of way.
Yeah. In some ways, even the Kimogol Kimo was the lab was Nigmar. He was saying the lab is not Nigmar. We say it's not Nigmar, but that can mean it's different things. The Shaila is, does the later stage go into the Gufa Isser, or is it that the Isser itself is linked to that later stage? But being linked means, in that regard, it's low Nigmar because the Torah links the full weight and measure of the Chomer Avera with that later stage. So that's what Rashi means when he says the lab is always the bit of the essay, and the lab is not Nigmar until you pass the essay. That means that the Avera with all its, it's all its brunt and weight and that brings with it the onus is totally in later on. In a certain way, that's true by Shua as well. So the point is that the Avera is only going to be dependent on later, but there's a subtle difference, or more than a subtle difference. In the case there, if I don't have the later Achilas HaTanai, I have nothing. I don't even have a violation of any level. Right? That was my way of pointing out to you. Her there is pure Tanai, everything is hanging on later on. And here, you have some element of an Aveira, I would argue, even if you didn't do the Bitul HaEfseh, but the extent, the full measure, the brunt of the weight of the Avera, the extent that there will be now the consequence of the Malkus, that's what's totally later on. But in that regard, it's not a perfect analogy, but for Rashi, it's perfect enough, because what Rashi's trying to show you is, were I to assume that you can give the Hasra at the time that is not the actual violation, but only the thing that makes that violation brings it to a whole magnified level, to bring the Malkus, were that good enough, then Rashi feels that could have also been done when I give Asra on the Tanai, because that's going to retroactively turn what you did before into an Issa. What's the difference whether there's it's going to retroactively turn into an Issa or retroactively, made into, now you have the full way. Rashi feels that's a distinction that's not strong enough to do Mechalik. Yeah, and then again, you have to start thinking perhaps other possibilities. Let's see the Tosfos. Hanicha leman detani. Bitlo velo bitlo. So this is very back to the beginning of the Gemara. What is the Gemara's question of Hanicha? So here is the Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rashi's chat in the Gemara. The crime with Shiluya de Rava, that the question of Hanicha is going on Rava's answer, the Koyama ba'amod out there. The Yeshua takana ba'avzara, and you have this option of taking her back. She in the Vata Vasei, Ela and Ken Hitira, that you're not going to be Mevato the Asei unless you madir her with an eder that she can't get hana from her. The Oz and Yachalom Adanasa Enes. Only at that point that you can't say anymore, I'm going to marry you back because the eder was such that you're not able to reverse it. Ela Maditani, Kimo Bel Kimo. But if you hold the other mandam, you hold Kimo Bel Kimo, then Ma'ikol Meimar. Then what are you going to say? You can't use this lumbus of Amodaster. Just so, because Shmaya appears so contrary. Throughout our Gemara, Rashi says consistently more than once. We saw it on Medallas and the days. The chemo means chaimo, kishimazino, so basin, chaimo, essay, umakaimo. The chemo means the time that you get the basin. Then you makaim the essay at that point. Low chemo is you opt not to makaim the essay when basin tells you either makaim the essay or get mouth. The question. If that's what it depends on when you get to Beis Din. In Cain, my parich, what's the Gemara asking? The Lamanda Amar Kimo Glo Kimo Engel Koyama Ba'amod Aster. Then you can't square that with the point of Koyama Ba'amod Aster that the entire life you have the option to take her back. Hashabim Mashkachasla Ba'avi Ba'amod Aster Kokama Delo Bola Beis Din. What's the problem? Koyama means that the window of time for the essay of taking her as a wife, again, is for your entire lifetime. What's the problem? Oh, but when you get to Beis Din, it's going to come to an end. Okay, that's if you come to Beis Din, then it'll get cut at that point. But Kozman Shalobel of Beis Din, so from the perspective of the essay is that he can take her back. So why is it incompatible? In other words, Kozman Shalobel of Beis Din, so the Koyama, there's no other cutoff. It comes to Beis Din, okay, that's the closure. Oh, Kama, the local abasin, that's the koyama, that the mitzvah does exist from the perspective of the mitzvah to take her back. So, Iglesia, you can have her koyama as long as you didn't go to basin. Like, what's the problem with that? That's Tosu's question. Because of this question, Tosu suggests that one could have thought that the window of time is much more limited in chemo, low chemo. It doesn't depend on basin at all. It depends, mamish. At the moment of the Aveira, you have a very short span of time at that point to do the essay, and then you won't get mounted. But turn the page. Ella Daska Kishimikaima essay Achar Shava Halav Tov Kidei Dibur. In other words, you violate the lav, and then within a few seconds, you mekaim the essay right away. That Kiyama essay that comes, mamish simultaneous, you could say, halachically speaking, it's a simultaneous process, that means you won't get malchus. It has to be mamish at the same time. Interesting. We have another possibility of chemo below chemo. Rather than assume that chemo below chemo depends on kishabala basic, rather, it depends, mamish, at the Shasa Aveira. The Shasa Aveira, if you do the essay, that means you don't get malchus. You don't do the essay, then you get malchus. Interesting. Conceptually, what does this mean, Rabbi Hussein? I think I have a little bit of a suffix in love this year. Umasso, according to Rashi, we saw Nizuyik and Rashi, right? More so on the day, even on the Aleph, we gleaned it. What's the Gezer Hadin of Chemo Enoloka? How do we explain it? Chemo Enoloka, why? What's the Pshat and Rashi?
The Asay substitutes for the Malkut.
The Chemo means that the Yachishkai Malkut is violating the lab. And then the essay is an option that he has to be tachas amalkis, so we have the onus of the mekayim the essay instead of the onus amalkis. That's according to the pshat that Rashi seems to say that it has to do with Beis Din, and the option is made available to him. If I go with what Tosus is quoting here from Rashi and Chulin, that the essay's kiyum has to be simultaneous with the lav, does that also mean the same lavdus that the essay is going to be a kiyum in tachas Malkus a different oneness? Except that the window of time is much more limited. Is that the same oneness, or does this change the oneness as well? In other words, here already I can start thinking a different term. That not that Shabbat is a Chiyuv Malkus because he did the Aveira, but he did the Aseh right away. That became the Tachas HaMalkus. It's a little harder to say that. It's the Tachas HaMalkus. Why couldn't he do the Tachas HaMalkus when he comes to Beis Din? Beis Din gives him the option then. Why does it have to be managed then and there? More of a stubborn love this would be the following. That the very Machayiv in the Malkus is the fact that he did the Lav and didn't do the Essay. Doing the essay at the time that he did the Lav makes the Chomer Aveira less. So I don't have here enough to mechayv the Malkus. In other words, there's a difference between doing the Aveira without the Mekayim the essay, or doing the Aveira and then, but the Shas Aveira, there was a Kima essay done simultaneous with the Aveira. Which Aveira is greater? An Aveira minus the Kima essay, or Aveira with the Kima essay? The first. The Aveira was done without any remedy, without any pulling back, without any directive that the Torah associated with the Lav. That's a more common thing. If you did something to fix, quote unquote fix, something that accompanied the Aveira that you could call damage control, call what you wish, so the Aveira now did not rise to begin with to the level of Nimachai Malkis. So you notice it's a very different concept. It's not the pshat that the Aseh becomes Tachas HaMalkis, it's that the Chiyuv Malkis never materialized. You understand why we're saying this? The Chayra, the Tachas HaMalkis, why is it totally talking to Dibur? You want to say, I'm not saying, I can't dismiss it totally. You can say it's a Tachas HaMalkis, but the Tachas HaMalkis is a very short window of time. To me, it sounds a little more Mistaver if you formulate it differently. It's not a Tachas HaMalkis, it's that if the Tikkun is done some of the Aveira, then I see the Aveira in a whole different light. The Aveira is not as severe because you already did something to quote-unquote fix it. Here's how we begin to see some of the spurs of Ethan Glass saying that we were throwing out in a very general way before we begin to see the more focused terms, you know? Is it Tachas HaMalkis? Is it a tikkun? In other words, a tikkun in what sense is it a tikkun? What we're saying is, it detracts the Chomer Aveira. And that's why the fact that it's done samuch to the Aveira defines the Aveira from the get-go as something less than were it not to have had the tikkun b'tzido. If you did a tikkun vad b'vad with the Aveira, with the nice Aveira, but did something that Torah says to do, so the Aveira is somewhat diminished in its nature, in its severity. But both sides, you hear what we're saying. So that would be the longest, maybe, that would be appropriate to say, according to the sheet that Atosis is bringing, that it all depends on the time of the Aveira Tochidei people. Okay, but Atosis at the end has trouble with this as well. Let's continue, Atosis. Any questions so about this? Go ahead, Alec, yeah.
According to this pshat, why would a lav shemitah pekla asay be any different than any standard lav which you're retracting the dibur?
Okay, so yes, a very, very good question. I want to talk about this. In other words, lamasso, onus shagirish, right? So I was going to talk about it in a second. Onus shagirish mausdir. So the chera, you're saying if you undid the gerishin, so then you have to do the gerishin. So forget about it, the essay. The chera, the whole chalos is not a chalos. In other words, he never was megaris. That's not called Nitzak Le'essay. He never did the Aveira. I'm trying to say along this that the Aveira is somewhat lower, but the Aveira was still committed, but it committed in a less severe fashion because you did some kind of damage control at the same time. You're saying if it's Tolkien de Dibur, then Lemaisa, you never did the Aveira. You can always, undo the Aveira. To ask a very good, very solid question. So inherently, but it's what the Torah says. If you do that, I see that as somehow a damage control. So that's true over there. Other examples. L'maisa, in the case of Gerishin, you're somewhat more correct, because here, L'maisa, if you're choser, it's ki'ilu your choser on the Gerishin. There are those achronim who want to say the tochidei dibur is not the tochidei dibur of the Aveira Mamish, but, you know, an extra tochidei dibur. In other words, it has to be samuch, but not samuch that would make it a mamish of retraction halachically. In other words, enough tochidei dibur elapsed for the gerushin to take effect. Now the gerushin is locked in. But now you have another tochidei dibur on top of that, in the kind of essay. That's, I think, what the Fika Yam wants to say, if I'm not mistaken. In other words, the tochidei dibur is a second tochidei dibur. To the extent that your essay would be taking back the Aveira mamish, then you don't have to talk about Nifak Le'essay. Then you never did the Aveira. We're saying alumnus that you didn't do the Aveira on the same level because you did a Tikkun and Samach the Aveira. So the Samach the Aveira means after the Aveira is committed. Now, tochidei dibur allows the Aveira to settle in, to be locked in as an Aveira. So that now took place. Now starts the clock ticking. Another tochidei dibur, if you want to go with that next chunk of tochidei dibur time and do something in your next opportunity, once the aver gets sealed, now you do something that reduces the impact, taking off the edge of the avera with that tikkun that the Torah signs. That is what the Torah is allowing you to say, oh, so now I look at this unit of the avera with the next maisa that happened in the next tochidei dibur. And the Torah says that allows you to see the avera as something less than what would otherwise be. That could be another mahalach to answer your kasha, but in some cases, it wouldn't really need that, because Tufko Sav, the Aveira was still an Aveira, the Tikkun is something else. In the case of Onus Shekiresh, however, the Apostas taking her back is Mamash reneging on the Gerishin. So it's a very good question. Let's continue what Tosus does with this. Tosus says, Miuk Tas Kashe, we'll try at least to finish this Tosus, even though some say that the next Tosus is really one Tosus, but at least in terms of time for us, we don't have time to do the whole tosis. So we'll do half a tosis, and it counts as one tosis for the way it looks on the page, okay? Says tosis as follows. It's not, it milksas kasha, the imkain, baruch lefarish, hadiktani, mavze be'en aloke. So when it says mavze be'en aloke, by yisroh shagiresh, shemavze miyah tochidei dibrach agerish. You're going to have to read into the words of the Braisa that the Mavzia means it must be done right away. Mavzia bein aloke, tochidei dibur. By after years. V'chein, the Mishnah later, also in Chulin, ha-mishaleach bein aloke, that by Shuach HaKein, if he violates the law, he takes the mother amanach for himself. And then he decides, and now he has the mitzvah from mishaleach. So mishaleach bein aloke has to mean mamish tochidei dibur. The Lomishtamahi Klal, it doesn't sound that Mishaleach in a local mouth only means Mamish has to be that way immediately. The Mashba the Mahadra Takanta. The Pashtus Alushan of Mavzir Bein Aloke. Mishaleach means you have the option, Mahadra Takanta, you have a remedy. Echi Patami Malkis, the Yavza, O Yisaleach, Bafilacha Kadevi Banami. Mashma, Shabalisha Lobezim, Yeshla Takana. The Idaka Tochidei Dibur, if it means it has to be done right away, it should have used a different phrase. In Havzir Ein Aloke. In other words, Mavzir Ein Aloke means, what should I do, Basin? What can I do? I'm going to get Malkis. Mavzir. Mavzir, you'll be off the hook in Malkis. There's a way to substitute for the Malkis. There's a way to get around the Malkis. Mavzir, or the Tikkun can be done later. Mishaleach. If the pshat was, it has to be done right away, it should say, what should it say? Im hechzir, the only way out, im hechzir ein aloke. That would have been the lesson to you. Im hechzir, then the mouth, as we're saying it, the lab would have been less severe. Im hechzir, mouthzir sounds like you have the option of mouthzir even after. Okay, so we're back to Rashi. But Rashi had its own issue, right? Rashi says that you only have to obey him. You have to obey them, but what about the fact that Kol Yomav could go until you go to Beis Din? The Shemi is Yashay Pirsa Kunzu. What Rashi says here, not in Chulin. That what? That Rashi said over here that it's totally going to Beis Din. person to eat kol ha'meimar, ha'de ka'amar, ha'cha, that we have to have the kol yamav ba'amo zahar there. So he says, the mashma la'olam, or he says, mashma shapir la'olam, it can mean la'olam. Why? Af kishabah la'beisim. It's mashma la'olam even after beisim. Why is that? Kol z'man shaviyadah la'har there. It's mashma, the kol yamav is mashma, that he has the opportunity even after beisim. As long as he could take her back. Afilu mi'en la'hafzeh kishabah la'beisim. Even if he said no to beisim, it sounds like the kol yamav is giving him a chance even after that. How do you know that? How do you see that? The Dashina they need two as a koyama, because we're getting it from the extra words koyama. The Hachikama, what is it saying koyama? Well, Yuchal is Shalcha, you're not allowed to spend her in what way? Shiluchin, Shehei Shiluchel koyama. A Shiluchin that's going to be forever. The item in the mouth is Klav. That means that it's only if you're not taking her back at all, but if you take her back at some point in your life, even after Basin came to you and said, choose. Is it a shiluchin of kol yamav? It's not a shiluchin of kol yamav. If he takes her back after Beis Din, after the choice was presented, is it a shiluchin of kol yamav? No, he took her back. He's still alive. So what Tosfos is doing in answering for Rashi is plugging in and highlighting which pshat of kol yamav that we saw in Amud Aleph. Which pshat is Tosfos stretching here at the end of Tosfos to defend Rashi in answering the kasha they asked of Rashi? What is he harping on? Notice the lashon of Tosfos. It's mashma even after Beis Din. The hadashina kol yamav the hachi kamar uyuchel shalcha shiluchin shei shiluchel kol yamav, which means even in a mafzekav, it's mashma at some point. Then it's not shiluchel kol yamav. Which pshat of kol yamav? Tosfos has two pshatim and amir aleph in kol yamav. One pshat Tosfos quote is mashma here that kol yamav means it's going on uyuchel shalcha. He can't send her away a shiluchin of kol yamav, which means take her back, so it won't be a shiluchin of kol yamav. The other pshat Tosfos quotes from Rashi elsewhere, we said it wasn't kiddushin, wherever it was, kol yamav is lo si'alisha kol yamav. There's a lo si'alisha, it's going, it's as if the water of the pasuk be reversed. Well, you si'alisha kol yamav. So yuchel shalcha, the kol yamav goes on lo si'alisha. So what Tosfos is saying at the end of Tosfos in defense of Rashi here, Tosfos is emphasizing which pshat of kol yamav, the pshat that he quoted from Rashi here. Right? Why is that critical for Tosfos Teretz? I think it is. Why is that critical for Tosfos to give to Teretz? Let's think about it. If the pshat of kol yamav would have meant the second pshat that Tosfos quoted Amud Aleph, if the pshat of kol yamav would have meant lo si'a le'isha kol yamav, that means kol yamav, there's a mitzvah of lo si'a le'isha. Could that have been compatible with Baal Beis Din? Why not? The ma'isa, the mitzvah exists, kol yamav, until you get to Beis Din. So there's a mitzvah, the kol yamav exists. What's wrong? What's the kasha of the Gemara? Could be Tosfos was originally asking the kasha because Tosfos was thinking the pshat that he quoted from Rashi elsewhere. But Tosfos wants to emphasize in his heritage, wait a second, if we think about Rashi's pshat over here, of kol yamav going on the yuchel shalcha, that means that the mitzvah sase of kol yamav is defined by the drasha. What's the drasha? That the Torah wants you to know, I don't want it to be a shiluchin of kol yamav. So anything that you're going to do that's going to assure that it won't be a shiluchin of kol yamav, anything that you're going to do that's going to assure that it won't be a shiluchin of kol yamav is the aseh. So in effect, that's saying that this man aseh even exists beyond going to Beis Din. Because the ma'isah, if you take him back even after Beis Din, it wasn't a shiluchin of kol yamav. So the aseh should be just as valid after going to Beis Din. Were I to learn that kol yamav is assigning lo si'alisha kol yamav, but why is that relevant? Okay, it's relevant. If you don't go to Beis Din, it's relevant. Because it means, Kosman, you don't go to Beis Din, you have a mitzvah of Rosh Elisha. The mitzvah exists, Kol Yamav. Go to Beis Din, then it's over. But if the Taitcha Kol Yamav, Bamo Dafter, is defining that the Shuluchim should be Kol Yamav, then whenever it's going to be that the Shuluchim won't be Kol Yamav, but then you have a fulfillment of the essay, even after Beis Din. to assume that it's just a simple way of saying, well, see, Elisha Kol Yama poses this question, would it be stronger? Because maybe the Torah is saying it calls on Shul Balabay. But if the definition of the essay is a function of the fact that it wasn't a Shulchan of Kol Yama, Mali, if he came to Basin, Mali, didn't go to Basin, at the end of the day, after Basin as well, it's not a Shulchan of Kol Yama. But I think it was very, very, very precise in the lesson of Tosis. Okay, that is part one of Tosis. The Hemshach of Tosis really is Mr. Shiva tomorrow, and then we should look at the other Rishonim and how they understood this whole Shaka Natari tomorrow, and then we have to go back a little bit more to Ashra Shafik and the Tosis that follows. Any questions? Okay, Chevra, Yashir Koyach. Have a wonderful day. Be stark. Okay.
Ready. I just have a kasha over on the sugya. We might have touched upon it in the beginning a little bit, but I'm not sure if we completely did. According to Reish Lakish, who holds kimu lo kimu, and that the svara is that the ase is coming to be menatik the lav, tachas lav, how could he also hold lav shekom lase gets malchus? What's the svara that would get malchus? What, like, why? I'm sorry, that's putter. That's putter, yeah. How could it be putter? What's the svara?
Even though that essay could have also been fulfilled before the lav, but when you are mekayim the essay after buying the lav, it also gives you that same benefit that it takes away the malchus. That's what I was trying to speak at earlier. One could certainly have made the case like you're saying, that l'maisa, when does the Torah give you the advantage of giving you the essay tachas malchus? Only if the Torah gave you an essay that could not have been fulfilled before you violate the lab. But if the Torah, if the essay couldn't have been fulfilled before you violate the lab, then in the stomach, that essay, the Torah didn't want to be tachas malchus. You see, it has no shaitis. But one could have also said otherwise. When you're trying the essay after the lab, so then it gives you the benefit of tachas malchus. That's what it comes down to, according to Reish Lakish. The my love, the other thing I say, you'll have even by Padmore.
It seems like we could even say that. It seems like, meaning the way Rashi explains Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't even say anything about being menatik the lav. He just says that it's taller, it's a strong connection. So you could almost say the sort of the opposite way. That Rabbi Yochanan should hold that it's just about there being a connection between the lav and the asay, and that you should be pater on nitak lase and lav shekam lase. But Reish Lakish, who focuses more on a nitak, then he should only say that lav shenitak lase is pater. But lav shekam lase is chayv. You could hear the story the opposite way too, based on meaning. Only Reish Lakish says anything about nitak. So,
Rav Yochanan is saying Rav Yochanan's point in this little bit was that the lav is not nigmar, Rashi says.
Right.
But the malchus is the kiyum ha'etzei. So there is a very tight connection between the violation of the lav and the bitul ha'etzei. The Torah is making them connect one to the other. What is triggering the chiyuv of the lav? What triggers the chiyuv of the lav? What triggers the chiyuv of the lav is the bitul ha'etzei.
But does the connection have to be through it being menatik the lav, or could the connection just be them being next to each other?
It's not used. As a matter of fact, what you're going is basically where the Rishonim are going. The Rishonim learn that the Hanicha of the Gemara is going on the terrace of the Nituke Lavi, and they say that the Nituke Lavi only makes sense if you say Kimo below Kimo. They have the gifts of the opposite from that. So that's the lumbus that they work into the words of the Gemara, and that's, I think, where you're heading. Rashi doesn't seem to have that problem. I don't know what to do with the word Nituk. Nituk, according to Rashi, I wouldn't say the word Nituk means it's taking away the mouth. But Rashi with Nituk is a way of taking away Malkus. Taking away Malkus. It's menatik the lav from being chayv Malkus. That works a bit for both of us too. If anything, that's perfect. The only issue is the way it comes out, the Amod Bach there doesn't follow Yom Kimo Vlo Kimo. So if it comes out, he's going to have to hold Kadmo Asay, has the same advantage of the essay being a tikkun or a tachas, a malchus, and again, one could have said otherwise, one could have said that it shouldn't be that way, but for Yochanan, it's even more obvious that it can't be that way. without the love, that context of the love at all. With being tachas hamalkus, so you can say close man, the time and after the love is violated, you are going to get a tachas hamalkus. You still get an exemption. That's how I'm trying to line it up for Rashi. But the lashon in tukei lavi for Rashi just means we're not taking from chiv malkus. So that's bitul bit also. With other Rishonim, you'll see their take is not so much the tuke to take away the malkus, it's the tikune. But that's where you're going. It's tikun, but that only makes sense to say that kimo vlo kimo, so it comes out a whole new pshat in the Gemara. It's the whole pshat, the Gemara is reached differently. The Gemara is going directly on the very words right before the hanicha, not going on two lines above that.
Okay. Gishmak, Gabi, thank you.
Yes, of course. Noah? So I may have missed a part called Plush the Phil. So my first time I spent like the entire Seder on